Well, good morning. It's good to be with all of you again. This is my last official visit to Redeemer as the Bishop of the Diocese, having elected my successor a couple of weeks ago. We've been all part of that election. And for those who don't know it, I am thrilled with Alex Farmer. I won't go back into history except to say he's been a major part of the history of what the Lord has done among us, and I'm grateful for him. I love John Wallace too. Either one of them would have been a superb bishop, but do keep Alex in your prayers. Now, what I'm going to do today is basically a children's sermon, which means you all have to stay awake and pretend you're children. But I'm going to aim it particularly at children in terms of some opening questions, so that we can get on board with the story we just heard from the book of Acts. So children, and you can just raise your hand, you can decide if you're still a child or not. Children, what language am I speaking right now? Just raise a hand. Okay, how about Becca? English, that's what I try to speak most of the time. Yeah, English, that's right. But wait a minute, we're not in England. How did we get English here? Yeah? Yeah, because the English people came over and settled here and they brought their language with them. That's exactly right. So it's possible to have a country and have somebody come into that country bringing their language with them. Is that right? Yeah. Now, here's another question for the kids. How many of you know people who speak more than one language? I see about, okay, I see a number of hands, yeah. I see a proxy hands going up here in the front. Way in the back corner, you're right there in the plaid shirt. How many languages does somebody speak that you know? Do they speak one or two or three? I mean, two or three or four? Two? Okay, two. That's great. That's usually called bilingual. That means, like bicycle has two wheels, bilingual means you speak two languages. Or multilingual is if you speak more than two languages. Have any of you, of any age, but have any of you been to a place where English is not the primary language? Okay, lots of hands going up there. Okay. Have you ever been to a place where English is not the primary language and you didn't speak the primary language? Okay? It's an uncomfortable feeling. Anybody who's been there, I don't care children or not, how did you make it if you didn't speak the language? How did you pull it off? Sign language? Yeah. Somebody held up their phone. Yeah, that can help. There's an app for that, as they say. Yeah, what? But what? Yeah, that's right. You learned a little of the local language to survive, right? Okay. What's the standard way, though? If you're in another country and most of the people don't speak your language, how do you survive? What would be a translator? Somebody knows the language and can take what you're saying and turn it into their language and vice versa. I was just in a restaurant the other day with one of my grandchildren, and we had an interesting encounter. There was a cashier who was checking us in, so to speak, and then a waitress came up to talk to her. The waitress was speaking Spanish, but the cashier responded in English. So we got half the conversation. Now, clearly, they were both bilingual. Or the cashier wouldn't have known what the other lady was talking about, and the waitress would not have known what the cashier was talking about. So they both spoke English, and they both spoke Spanish. But we were only getting part of the conversation. I do know a little bit of Spanish, but I was so fascinated by what was going on, I didn't pay much attention to the whole interchange. But it was interesting. Back and forth, two different languages that they both understood. Now, the story this morning on that Feast of Pentecost, that great Jewish feast, was that the disciples had been promised by Jesus that they should be waiting for power on high. And power came. And I wonder if any of the children can tell me the miracle that happened if you heard that story. Did any of you notice the miracle that was happening? Yeah, Liam. That's exactly right. They were speaking all the different languages of the people that were there, even though they didn't know those languages. There are roughly 14 or 15 countries areas represented by that passage, depending how you count them. But they were hearing things in their native language. Now, I want you all to think about for a moment what it would be like to start speaking a language you don't know, but all of a sudden a group is gathering around you that understands what you're talking about. It's kind of the opposite of being in a country where you don't know the language. You don't know the language you're speaking, but the other people do. That's what happened. They were waiting for power. They had no idea that the power of the Holy Spirit was going to descend on them and do that. That was a surprise. Imagine the feeling of that. Any child here, what would it feel like to start speaking a language you don't know and other people are understanding? How would that feel? Well, Ethan, I've already called on you guys. Anybody else? All right. How about where? I can't see. Okay. Ace, I got. Up front? Yeah, go ahead. What would it feel like? All of a sudden, you're speaking a language. Yeah, surprising and awkward. It's exactly right. Yeah. It would be very strange. And it apparently didn't take a long time. I don't think you get the sense that they did this for hours, but enough to gather individual groups around them tied to the different languages. Now, here's something that we don't think about, but almost everybody in that crowd was at least bilingual because they were Jews, so they would have all known Hebrew because they worshiped in Hebrew. They almost certainly would have known Aramaic, which is actually related to Hebrew. There's a second language. The people from around the world would also have known Greek, as would many of the people who lived in Jerusalem. So you've got Hebrew and Greek and Aramaic for almost everybody there. Why would the Holy Spirit bother to give them their native languages from their different countries if they could understand each other anyway? Any guesses on that? Yeah. Go ahead. I'll take your guess. It wouldn't be a miracle. So first of all, it's a miracle. It's God's showing that he's got the ability through people to do something miraculous and catch people's attention, right? Why else do you think? Yeah? I think that's the heart of things. That he's speaking their heart's language, your native language, the one you grew up with, the one your mom or dad used to tell you how much they loved you. That's your heart language. And God was demonstrating that he knew everybody's heart language because he knows every heart. But it also pointed to God's plan. Jesus has told them just before he left that they're going to preach the gospel in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And if you want to demonstrate that this faith is about to be a universal or global faith for the whole world, the fastest way to do it is have it come out in different languages. I mean, they weren't carrying banners for their country or anything like that, but they each were carrying their language, and it gets people's attention. And notice what Peter says at the end of the passage we heard. He says, "It shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." But listen what's happened. He's just demonstrated that everyone is much bigger than they expected. Not just the Jews that were gathered there, but all the languages, all the nations can call on the name of the Lord and be saved. So Pentecost is an amazing day. Now I want to close with two simple thoughts for children and above. You would not have heard of Jesus if it weren't for people who spoke more than one language. Think about that. We're starting with a faith that began with Greek and Hebrew primarily, some Aramaic as well. among the people who are there. We needed translators. Now, we may have only heard it from somebody who spoke English, who only knew English, but somewhere in your spiritual background, there's a translator. Or you wouldn't be here today. We need translators. And God, in your history, in order for you to hear the gospel, planted a translator somewhere in your past. And in all of our pasts. Because God wants to speak to us in our heart's language. So this is the day to give thanks for all those who didn't just stay within their own community speaking their own language, but were willing to go out and speak another language in order for another community to hear the gospel. This is a day of tremendous thanksgiving. But also, Jesus wants us to be translators. Now, we may not be translators from one language to another, but he does want us to be translating from his heart to their heart, to the people around us. You would not be a Christian if somebody hadn't translated the gospel in that sense to you, that you'd heard the gospel in some powerful way. At the beginning of the story, it says that they were hearing the mighty works of God in their own languages. Well, what mighty works are they talking about? Undoubtedly, the cross and resurrection and probably the ascension of Jesus. Could have been other things in Old Testament history, but what would be the point of that? They're all Jews. They know the Old Testament stories. They're talking about the things that they've experienced, that they've seen, and many of them had seen the risen Jesus. And now people are hearing about it. And the Lord wants us all to be speaking heart to heart with this good news. Even if the people around us don't speak our language naturally, better to hear it in a secondary language, which for them might be English, than to not hear it at all. So pray that, like the disciples, the Holy Spirit will give you the power to speak into people's lives around you, regardless of their background, regardless of their nationality, regardless of their native language. See if the Lord can't break through all of that as he broke through on it on the day of Pentecost. One footnote, I asked Jean ahead of time. Here's a question you may never have thought about. How many languages does Jesus speak? Well, on one level, from the story, all languages. Yes, of course. But when he was here, he certainly spoke Hebrew. You wouldn't be a rabbi teaching with the disciples unless he spoke Hebrew. We're quite sure he spoke Aramaic because there's times when he uses Aramaic words and they point it out to us, which is a related language to Hebrew. There's a good guess that he had a working knowledge of Greek. Why do I say that? Lots of reasons. But did you notice today that the two main characters among the disciples in the story in the gospel were Philip and Andrew? Those are Greek names. These are probably Jews that were well acquainted with Greek and the Greek culture. And guess what? Jesus calls them into his crew. Maybe as translators, but far more likely, he's beginning to train them to go out beyond the borders of Judea. So even Jesus understands translation in the deepest way, not only in a heavenly way, in a spiritual way, in the fact that God knows all hearts and he is God, but also, he experienced the back and forth of translation in his life. He also spoke to people from the Decapolis, and we'll talk about that some other time. But Jesus understands. So to give thanks today for the translators in your spiritual history, the ones who brought the gospel to you heart to heart as well, and then ask the Lord to empower you to be a translator, a bringer of the gospel to others. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, we thank you for our spiritual heritage. We thank you for that long line from the book of Acts to us today. We thank you for all those who went into difficult situations speaking an unfamiliar language to them or secondary language so that we could hear. Thank you for all those who translated the gospel throughout all of history. Thank you that your Holy Spirit helped them just as you were displaying your power on Pentecost. We ask, too, that you would help us to be bringers of the gospel to people different than we are, so that the gospel would continue to go around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Please stand.